Teddy carried an overcoat draped across his left arm. A sensible person might have asked why a gentleman would carry an overcoat on such a warm day, but the coat looked new, and he could have conceivably just picked it up from a fitting at one of the nearby shops. In any case, the overcoat concealed the movement of his right arm across his body to the woman's skirt. He fanned the dress delicately to determine if a purse was there. His fingers touched it. He took a deep breath, praying that the coins would not clink, and lifted it out of the pocket. Immediately he eased away from the woman, shifted his overcoat to his other arm, and in the course of that movement passed the purse to the stickman. The stickman drifted off. Ahead and behind, the stalls moved out in different directions. Only Teddy Burke, now clean, continued to walk along the Strand, pausing before a shop that displayed cut glass and crystal decanters imported from France. A tall gent with a red beard was admiring the wares in the window. He did not look at Teddy Burke.
"Nice pull," he said. Teddy Burke blinked.
The speaker was too well-dressed, too square-rigged to be a plain-clothes crusher, and he certainly wasn't a nose or informer.
Teddy Burke said carefully, "Are you addressing me, sir?"
"Yes," the man said. "I said that was a very nice pull. You tool her off?"
Teddy Burke was profoundly insulted. A tool was a wire hook that inferior dippers employed to snare a purse if their fingers were too shaky for the job.
"Beg your pardon, sir. I don't know your meaning, sir." "I think you do well enough," the man said. "Shall we walk a while?"
Teddy Burke shrugged and fell into step alongside the stranger. After all, he was clean. He had nothing to fear.
"Lovely day," he said.
The stranger did not answer. They walked for some minutes in silence.
"Do you think you can be less effective?" the man asked after a time.
"How do you mean, sir?"
"I mean," the man said, "can you buzz a customer and come out dry?"
"On purpose?" Teddy Burke laughed.
"It happens often enough without trying, I can tell you that.